This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The House Transportation Committee will come to order. This morning, there is no bills to be heard today. This is our last and final meeting for the House Transportation Committee. And today, we will review the topics for summer studies for discussion. So at this time, I'll just open up the committee floor for discussion. We need to do roll call, don't we? Oh, in the minutes. Boy, we got all sorts of things we have to do today. Geez, since it's the last meeting, you wouldn't think you'd have to do all these extra things today. Man, that's why Diane, she's just gaveling me down over here. Keeps us in line. Okay, roll back up. First of all, let's have the secretary call the roll to make sure everybody's here.
Okay, Representatives Elliott.
Here.
Ironclad. Kopp.
Here.
Lang.
Here.
McLaughlin. Nordstrom.
Here.
Russell. Shrimp.
Here.
Steele.
Here.
Street. Vercio.
Here.
Junkie.
Here.
And Krebs.
Here. At this time, I'm sure you read the extensive meeting minutes we had last time, so if you would be so entertained. Representative Steele was entertained by the minutes to read and seconded by Elliott. Is there approval? All those in favor of the motion, the minutes to be approved, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. All right. At this time, then, we can just go ahead and move into any ideas that you may have for topics and discussion. And Dave did say that I believe the Department of Transportation does have their agency review this year. Am I correct on that? And Darren Berquist, Secretary Berquist, is just thrilled to death about that. He has all this extra time to be gathering data, I know. So with that operational cut of 14.8%, he has so much extra staff to be, you know, committed to this agency review. But you really have gathered a lot of the data from last year, so you just, you know, kind of stick in this year's numbers, right? I, as the chair and the chair of the Senate, Senator Valley, the chair of the Senate Transportation, and with the help of the AGC, Deb Mortensen, and Highway Users Group, and we kind of got a whole bunch of people on board, we did submit, and I will pass it around, or not submit, we will be submitting a request for the Highway Finance Task Force to study the long-term highway needs and reform the method of financing highways in the state. That was that bill when we first heard this session, House Bill 1006. It did fail in the Senate in bill form. So, therefore, we're going the route to the executive board by submitting our recommendation. And hopefully this will be a carryover, a part two of our study that we had started this summer. So I'll pass this around so that you can look at that. But are there any other topic ideas that you would have?
Care if I give my philosophy on summer studies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair. And this is not a summer study topic discussion. This is, you know, this has come from my wealth of knowledge. Yeah, right. 9 years up here. My take on a summer study, and this will be lesson, you know, summer study 101 in my Kent's junkies' eyes. I've never looked at a summer study for legislation purposes. It's a 5-day, you know, focus discussion on a topic that I want to become more comfortable with to better serve my constituents and the state in general. I've always, in my mind, think back the history of summer study bills that have passed, and I bet you it's pretty dismal. You know, very few make it through the whole process up here. But I look at it as a relaxed, you know, no pressure. We're not restraints of the two-hour committee period time to get knowledge on a topic that I want to learn more about. So that's just summer study 101 by Representative Junkie. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Just an FYI, they usually submit through the executive board. You can submit as a committee, so the transportation committee can submit an idea, which we have on paper here, and you also may submit individually. So if you have an idea that maybe the committee did not vote on, and suggest as unanimously, or not unanimously, but in a majority of you did not support, maybe you have one idea that maybe you only got a couple supporters and you want to submit it yourself, that is a possibility, and you can still do that, and you'll see that. So what happens then is the executive board, when they meet, they'll write up the sheets or the topics, and then they'll send it out to you, the list of what the studies that have been proposed to you, and then you'll vote on the top five and then see from there, what gets picked. And I believe we have two agency reviews, or just one agency review. two agency reviews every year. So this Department of Transportation, do you remember what the other one is, Dave?
It's
Bureau of Administration. So every year they have a sunset for every agency to review to see to make sure that we still need the Department of Transportation and how viable they are and efficiencies and operations and things like that. And then the other part of it will be the summer studies that we've submitted. And they usually typically pick one or two. And that's about it, just because of staffing and time. And typically you meet about 5 days throughout the summer and into the early fall. And that just kind of gives you guys an overview of summer studies. We in Commerce yesterday, throughout, just to give you some ideas like wind energy topics, you know, extension of that, looking more into the energy authority that we already have, the South Dakota Energy Authority. Those are some of the ideas that we had, looking into clean burning coal. That was a topic. The whole liquor laws of South Dakota. Those are some of the ideas that we threw out in Commerce yesterday. So if you have any ideas, this could be a short and sweet and fast committee other than that meeting.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative Kopp.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was thinking about doing a feasibility study on requiring all state vehicles, all new state vehicles, say next summer, for an example, to run on natural gas because it is cheaper, considerably cheaper, and it's an abundant fuel, and natural gas is every bit as good as regular gasoline insofar as energy production goes. And I know that it's pretty easy to even convert vehicles to natural gas.
Okay. So Representative Kopp has an idea of a feasibility of all the new state vehicles to run on CNG, compressed natural gas. There's conversion kits, so couldn't you do...
Yes, that could be part of the study, what it would cost to convert a large number of the fleet that we presently have to natural gas.
I believe there's 1,300 vehicles, am I right? Remember from the information we had? 3,000, that's right, 3,000 vehicles. Mm-hmm. 3,000 vehicles, state vehicles.
Is that 3,300?
Okay. That's an idea. I'm writing them down here. Any other ideas? Representative Brescio.
I'm pretty famous for tongue-in-cheek, but I was just thinking of the impassioned presentation that Representative Peters gave on NASCAR on the floor last week, and I wonder if we could do a feasibility on putting NASCAR safer barriers along all of our highways, see how much that would cost us.
Okay. Obviously, I'll write it down.
Obviously, that's not serious.
Well, write it down. I think you should submit that. I think that should be an individual submission. I'd highly recommend that. Okay. Anybody else? Any other comments?
Here.
Representative Steele.
Thank you. Is that something like banning all tobaccos in the state or something?
Does yeah.
that fit into that category? If I, yes. Okay. Just want a clarification on that. Thank you. The wind energy is something I think that's on everybody's mind because we discussed that in our other committee too. And along with that, I don't know if it would need to be a total separate study or it'd almost be too much for one to have wind, nuclear, solar study as far as energy being something that I think our state can do a lot of benefit, economically could really benefit from. And that along with the study of transmission lines and what we can do possibly to promote that or this type of a thing. I'm not sure how much that would fit into one study. I think it's almost too much for one.
Well, I think that a lot of the committees have discussed that. State Affairs, Tax has, and Commerce. And I think I'm trying to probably narrow it down, coming out of transportation, issues that may be related to the transportation sector, if there is any. And then if you wanted to and be so moved, you could submit that individually. But I think there's a lot of committees that are looking at that topic, and that may be one of the, I would guarantee that'll be one of the submissions. You'll see. Yeah. Representative Lane.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative Lane.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Earlier in the session, we had the debate over using private vehicles in certain conveniences. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering if there is a middle way of privatizing part of the motor pool, giving more flexibility to cases like Representative Elliott that would probably save the state money and make workers happier being able to use their private cars.
That definitely could be a submission that we'll vote on here if we so choose. So I'll keep writing down for ideas. Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I was just visiting with Secretary Berquist on the way in. I can't remember if the committee was told general funds. Most years it's federal. You're very little general funds entailed with your department, right?
Go ahead, Secretary Berquist.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I was joking with Deb Hilmer when I walked in this morning. I said, last time I walked in just to sit and listen to a committee, I was on the stand in about 10 minutes.
That's about right.
Deja vu. We have state funds, but we have virtually no general funds. We have just a little bit. I think it's less than 0.1% of our budget is general funds, and that's in the aviation services part of our business.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Secretary, yes.
Just so you know where I was going with this discussion is because we have, you know, out of respect, fortunately we had our chair that sat on the task force last summer with all the diversion that come out of your department. And, of course, you got to see with Commissioner Benson, former Senator Benson, whining here the other day. I see he comes away from this both times in the Senate and the House when he testified on Senate Bill 129. I sat with him. I just looked at him and said, whiner, whiner, whiner. But it is right. I mean, it's $45 million that comes off the top of your initially. And I'd like to see getting the game, fish, and parks. I didn't think that was a negotiated deal from 99 that we inherited. And I don't think that's legitimate use of your tax, state gas tax money to cover their commitment to the counties. And of course, you know, where I went with Senate Bill 1002 was to try and up that from the 1.03 to about 2.5 from there diversion, and because I don't think that's legitimate to raid your fund for that degree. And I will be working not only to try and find more money as our economy recovers to up that 1.03 to 2.5 to 3 million to the towns and townships, but also to revamp the how those funds are distributed to the counties. So it's nothing I want to come out of this committee. That's an issue that I have with a different agency that I sat on last summer that we tried to vote to no longer exist. So thank you.
You're not going to sit on the committee for us this summer, I hope, are you?
Did you
vote to sunset committees?
Well, you always have to have us, you know, the far-out right wingers that think this government has to be smaller, and that's how you vote that way. But and to answer your question, Secretary Berkowitz, it was one that I've looked at very seriously because I've thoroughly enjoyed. This is the first time I, in my fifth term, have made it on transportation, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. The chair did an excellent job, a good committee members, and it's a department, I think, to serve my part of the state and the state in general, I have to learn more about. And that's what I, you know, with my little summer study 101 is that's why I get on summer studies, to get more an in-depth handle on a department and an issue. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Junkie.
Madam Chair, if I could just one comment on the diversions. and it's more of a cautionary comment more than anything. We sometimes tend to lump a lot of things into what we call diversions, and that, in my view, that entire $45 million is not necessarily all diversions. There are diversions in there, but a big part of that is actually a return of tax dollars that should have never been collected in the first place, because they were tax on fuel that was collected that was not for the fuel was not being used for highway use, whether it be snowmobiles, whether it be boats, whether it be agricultural use. Some of what we throw into that umbrella of diversions is just a return of those taxes that should have probably never been collected to begin with. They were a tax for non-highway use. So I only throw that out just so we don't throw too big of an umbrella on what we call a diversion. So.
Thank you, Secretary Brookers. And just sitting on that that summer study this past year, that was one of those things that we were going to target right away as committee members. I know that was going to be one of those easy targets, and we were all going after those diversions. And boy, by the end of the 5 days, we realized after hearing the testimony of each one of those and why they're here and how they got here, and if you rob Peter to pay Paul, it's going to go into the general fund, and then that takes away money from education. So as soon as you take that snowmobile trail, the $2 million that we do for the snowmobile trails, who's going to pay for the snowmobile trails now? And, you know, do we want to take that money away from education? Do you eliminate it? You can't necessarily eliminate it. So those are all things that we really looked at long and hard. And this is, I think, something we will continue to look at. And the Highway Patrol has stepped up. DPS stepped up this year and said, we'll take a little bit money out of the driver's licensing fee to help start our self-sustaining mode with that Senate Bill 32 that we had on the floor yesterday. That's going to take those couple dollars and help build $2 million for the Highway Patrol to help start being self-sustaining versus taking $17 million out of the Highway Trust Fund. So that's an example that maybe we can slowly pick away and figure out other ways to help self-sustain these areas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And those, that's kind of where these discussions start. In a committee like this, a summer study, I mean, you're not going to solve, you know, what we inherit is what our forefathers and our predecessors could not address. They leave us with the tough ones. But you don't get there if you don't have the discussion. And it's tough to solve those problems in a 40-day or 35-day session, but you have to start the discussion. And I think that summer study, that task force was led into the raid that you experienced with the trust fund. And I think you legitimize some of that. That is legitimate, that comes out of the gas tax. And I appreciate your candidness, Secretary.
Thank you.
All right, committee members, any other ideas? Well, the NASCAR barriers, I'll probably eliminate that. 1, 2, 3. I know Representative Versio is going to submit that one on his own. I'm looking forward to voting on that one. That will be my top priority, I think. Exactly right.
Representative Versio needs to deliver.
Exactly right. He expects me to submit that or to carry that one through. I think what we need to do now, we have three at this time. There's the a feasibility on any of the state vehicles to run on CNG, including maybe converting over the current vehicles. So there's one idea topic. The other one is the private use of cars for state employees. And the third one was the diversions topic that Representative Junkie brought forth. So we had those three areas that we could submit. Any other ideas or thoughts? I'll give you another minute here.
Representative Ellett.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.
Sorry, I didn't have my mic on. I'll cover for her. She's in sidebar. So, Representative Elliott.
I was wondering if you could refresh my mind on who's going to be on the summer study. There are, like, a lot of agencies on there. Could you – this is not a suggestion. I just would like you to refresh my mind on who's on there.
Sure. When you go back home and the executive board – puts out the list of the submissions that you may have from individual representatives and senators and as committees, you'll get the letter in the mail saying these are the studies that are being proposed. You'll get to vote on them, which are the top five priority. And then once they get it narrowed down, you have the second choice is to be on them. Would you like to be a part of it? And you don't have to be on a summer study or an agency review. I should say not just the summer studies, the agency reviews as well, Department of Transportation, the Bureau of Administration. You don't have to. It's if you want to, then you can choose, and then you put your ranking of which ones you would like to be on in order of priority. And then they try to compile that data and return that back to you saying that we have appointed you to that summer study if you so choose. And hopefully try to get the ones that wanted which one for each of those. And also we try to keep it pertaining to your area or background. Maybe if it's going to be a transportation study, we should have some transportation members on there. So that kind of gives you an idea. Again, you don't have to do these summer studies. Some opt to not to if you got other obligations and things like that. So it's an option here. I was just visiting with Dave, and we talked about how this whole process should go down. If a committee would like to make a recommendation as a committee, we would have to make that motion and vote on it as a committee. Otherwise, the list, the topics that we just discussed, you could submit on your own. But if you would like to submit something as a committee, we would like to have that discussion and have the sheet filled out, clarifying that a little bit more in the description line. You know, specifically what do we want for the problems to be addressed and the outcomes that have to be sought. So that would be the first recommendation of action. Representative Ironclad.
I have a question.
Yes,
in regards to the process. Is it stronger to come from a committee versus a individual legislator, or
Dave, do you have any comment on that? You know, it really depends on the topic, because I have seen an individual idea come out as an individual, and it has been chosen as one of the summer studies. So it doesn't necessarily deem more strength from a committee. Representative Junkie.
Thank you, and just kind of to expand upon that, you know, you'll get maybe up to 20 to 30 suggestions and it'll be documented at the end of the suggested summer study topic submitted by House Transportation or by Representative Ironclad and Senator Bradford. You know, you can get some, you get two sides, you can co-submit proposals on your own. You don't have to find, it's not like a bill. You don't have to find co-sponsors. But, you know, if you get multiple names on there, it shows more widespread support, and not necessarily, like Chairman Krebs says, necessarily does a House Transportation summer study topic get any more clout than an individual's or a group of individual legislators' submission. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Elliott.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The summer study you did last summer now is going to be done again this summer, but with various departments, like the Department of Transportation, and then there are several other entities, and I don't know, I can't remember what they are, but does that summer study have any representatives on it or senators on it from like Transportation Committee?
Yes, Representative Elliott, let me just go back and clarify that a little bit better. The summer study we had last year was one that was submitted to the Executive Board, just like we're going to this time, and it was approved by the Executive Board, and that's how that highway needs financing review was brought forth. If anybody, like a legislator, brings a bill forth, you know, it can be submitted by a bill form, or it can be, you know, which most of the time it has a hard time passing through the legislative bodies, or it can be brought this way. There's also the agency reviews, which means every year one of the government agencies or two are up for review automatically, and they have to go through and look at the viability of them. Are they efficient, you know, reviewing their operations and things like that. So the two agency reviews this year, and unfortunately, it just has to be back-to-back, is the Department of Transportation's, so they get their agency review, and then the Bureau of Administration. And yes, the senators and representatives are appointed to be on those agency reviews, and then senators and representatives are also appointed to summer studies if a summer study is submitted out of this group or other committees. Did I clarify that a little bit for you? I tried to explain it.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't know if I'm... I know that I can't remember, but it seems to me like we had a list of people that were going to do a summer study this summer, like you did last summer, but it was going to involve a lot of different agencies or entities. Is that what we did, or was that
we had
voted
the task
down,
force, the long term needs?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
That was it came out of transportation. Yes, House Bill 1006. It was the long term study for long term needs of highways. Okay, that one failed in the Senate. So when the bill fails in that form, then I am going to submit it this way right here. And hopefully we get approved. That doesn't mean necessarily we will get approved, but it will be a submission studying, it says here, to study long-term highway needs and reform the method of financing highways in the state.
Oh, so that's the one that you were talking about.
Yes,
thank you.
It did fail in the Senate.
Yes.
Those senators just don't get it.
They don't.
Representative Junkie.
Thank you. And to expound upon that, Representative Elliott, that was a task force. So you have industry people sitting at the table with you, not only as testifiers. If you do a summer study, typically it's just legislators staffed by LRC, and you have maybe have the industry people come before you and try and make a case and get you educated on a topic. So a task force is usually larger and usually has industry people as equals. Usually cannot vote, you know, because, of course, when they brought the task force bill forth, 1006, it just had legislators' names on it. Is that making it more difficult to understand?
No.
Representative Steele.
Madam Chair, thank you. We just voted in some new e-board members. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you, Representative Steele.
When did those e-board members take over, and are they the ones that are going to be making the decision on what's happening this summer?
When's the first?
Right after session? Is that when it takes over? Okay.
He said April, but I don't remember getting sheets or the studies reviewed. Yeah, they probably is about May. That's right.
Somewhere in April.
About May. About May, you will see the list come out to you in about May.
Okay.
But study topics go out April.
Yeah, they do. Appointments are made, right? The study topics are out in April, and the topics are approved in May.
The e-board that'll be making that decision will be the new e-board, because that goes into effect right after
we're session,
done.
Right.
At the end of
March
this week.
31st, yep.
Okay. Oh, 31st, yeah, after the veto day. Okay, thank you.
Representative Ironclad, and then Representative Nostrup.
Thank you. How many studies do they traditionally do, or what's it looking like this year?
Yeah. Thank you, Representative Ironclad. Typically, besides the two agency reviews, typically one, maybe two, just because of staffing and time and costs. They typically just pick one or two, and that's why they submit or get the forms out to you, and then you guys all say, what do you think is the most important study to out of the 20 that has been submitted, what do you feel is the most important one? So you get to rank them. Each of you get to rank one through, I think, five of the priorities that you think should be reviewed. So you'll get to be a part of that process and say, I think wind energy should be the number one. I think coal should be, or the private use of cars for state employees is my number two choice. So then they'll come back to the executive board, and the executive board then will compile the data and then narrow it down and then start appointing to those that had the interest to be a part of that group too. So you also not only get to pick which ones you think are a priority, you can also say if you'd like to be on it and which ones you'd like to be on. Representative Nostrup.
Can you explain the white paper, the other alternative?
It doesn't
necessarily mean
right.
Summer study.
Thank you, Representative Nostrup, for a good reminder. If it doesn't get picked as one of the summer study topics, you can request a white paper review or a discussion, and that would be something where they could just gather the information on paper, so to speak, or email, so to speak, and have a review of it in a mail form or paper form. So the topic can be given some ideas and feedback for you via white paper is what it's called. And I've never had that. Has anybody even had that?
Well, it's an issue memorandum.
Yeah.
It's just
issue memorandum.
The executive board, will direct the staff to do it. That's on a certain subject.
Yep, go ahead.
And thank you, Madam Chair. And typically, you'll get one or two issue memorandums during the summer study from LRC staff. Some topic that came up, in the interim that we need to have information to all 105 of us, and LRC will do the issue memorandum. So you'll receive those in the summer. But I believe every 10 years is when the agency review, and so over all the agencies, you got to divide, because we cannot take five of them in one summer study and do them over 2 years. So I think this has been spread over 4 years, and then you get five or six years that you have like up to five topics. But I think it's a 10-year agency review, and maybe LRC staff can acknowledge or frown at that. But I think it's every 10 years. It's a 10-year cycle on the agency reviews. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. At this time, I think we've got a lot of topics out here. I think maybe we should kind of try to nail down. Do you, as a committee, want to submit something as a committee, or would you rather have the individuals submit on their own the ideas?
Chair.
Representative Elliott.
I think the one that you have written out right there should be a committee.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Great. Representative Steele.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is that a motion?
I think we should make a motion, yeah. Representative Elliott makes a motion that we submit the Highway Finance Task Force to study long-term highway needs and reform the method of highway financing in the state as a committee, the one that was submitted around for sure. And that has been seconded by Representative Steele. Comments and discussion?
No second. I would like to make a substitute motion.
Okay, substitute motion. There we go. Sorry about that. you threw me out there. What are you doing?
I got to thinking. We have other ones listed. My substitute motion would be to include that one there. But the other ones, the other three that we had wrote down, because I'd like to discuss what they think of this. Would that make a total of four? Is one of those three are separate, right, compared to that one?
Yes, they would be separate, but I wonder if you wouldn't have to. There are three different types of topics. I don't know if you could really combine those three together, I'll be honest with you.
Well, not to combine them together. Okay. My motion would be to submit all four.
All three? Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
As four things that we would like to submit as a committee. That would be my motion.
So the motion on the floor is to have four different study topics being submitted by the House Transportation Committee. Is there a second on that motion? Seconded by Representative Junkie. Comments on that motion? There we go. Representative Ironclad.
Well, I wanted to add a question. It's not in regards to the comment. May I ask the question? It's not about the amendment.
Okay.
About the process here. One of the areas that, you know, I'm very interested in, and a lot of people are in my district, is the relationship that in regards to roads, because like, say, on the Plan Ridge, for example, the road system, the entities that would be involved would be, say, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, you know, the county, the tribe, and the state. And so when I'm thinking that, is it possible to have somebody or kind of, I don't know exactly how to go about this, but we need to sort things out and see where we stand, because these issues are always going to come up, and I think when they're dealing with roads, you know, so I'm just thinking how we could maybe put that in there or discuss it, or maybe another summer study another time. But I think that's an issue that really needs to be addressed, because there's so many entities involved, our governmental agencies, that nobody really knows who's doing what. And so as a result, our roads really get need repair. But I think it would be, the reason why I named all those entities is because everybody has a stake on those roads.
So clarify the exact topic. I mean, are you looking for clarification of who has what?
Collaboration or a meeting of these entities to come together and put on the table what they have or what's going on, so that everybody would know. You know, because other than that, I think it would be kind of premature to go any further, because all the parties haven't even really met or don't really have a working relationship.
Okay, Representative Ironclad. We have the motion right now, though, is going to be focusing on the four studies. Hang on here. We have the motion for the four different studies. This topic here is another, you know, that's not been a part of the motion. That's something we definitely could have you do and submit on your own. That would be a good idea, maybe to submit that on their own. Right now, the motion is the four that we just had.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. I just wanted to bring that to the committee's attention.
Sure. And Representative Steele. Representative Versio.
I don't have any problem with doing this, just that in case any one of those three has any right of authorship involved and would want to do it on their own, I think that maybe I ought to be given that opportunity. If they don't care, that's fine. I just soon lump it all together. But
Madam Chair.
Representative Steele, comments?
That's, I guess, what this part of the discussion would be for, is anybody opposed to the ones that were listed, those that mentioned it? Are you comfortable with the committee, those who recommended? Are you, each of you, comfortable with the committee submitting these?
Or would you rather, would they rather be individual?
Or would they rather, do it on their own? They're the ones that submitted them. I guess they're the ones that need to answer that.
We're just talking up here. We're just trying to clarify here. We just need a little bit more clarification for each of these to, you know, if we just say we're submitting a study diversions, we need to have a lot more oomph to it, the problems and the outcomes that you're looking for there. So we need a little bit more clarification. Representative Elliott.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wonder if that would weaken the task force thing that you have put out, because I think that one is probably the one that we need the most, and that's just my opinion. But
the task force one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that shouldn't stand by itself. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Elliott. Mm-hmm. Representative Nestor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree with Representative Elliott. I think those other issues could be white paper topics. I don't know if it would really help to get 10, 15 legislators studying the viability on propane cars. I think LRC could do that. And diversions, if we go back to the task force last year, a lot of that work's already been done. So I think we need to look at the long-term funding solution. So, and I think having our whole committee just support one, there will be a lot more weight behind it if we're all pushing for one idea out of transportation instead of they see four ideas come out of House Transportation. They'll be like, well, what's really important? Mm-hmm. So that's my two cents.
Okay. We do have a substitute motion, and so what we'll have to do is vote on if you so choose to have all four subjects submitted, and then we could always go back to individual motion. So at this time, I'm going to have the Secretary call the roll. The motion is to submit four topics to the e-board: long-term financing and highway needs, the feasibility of vehicles using CNG, the private use of state car or private use of cars for state employees, and then the diversions. So those are the four different topics that we would like to submit as a transportation committee. At this time, the Secretary will call the roll. The Secretary will call the roll, but all those in favor of all four will say aye. Opposed, nay.
Elliott?
Nay.
Ironclad? Cobb?
Aye.
Lang?
Aye.
McLaughlin? Nordstrom?
No.
Russell? Shrimp? Steele?
Aye.
Street? Vercio?
No.
Junkie?
No.
Krebs?
No.
We have five.
Five. So it fails, yeah. So back to the original motion was Representative Elliott, but that did not have a second. It died for lack of a second. So what we'd have to do is make a new motion. It did not have a second, right? Okay. So really, we didn't even have a substitute motion because there really wasn't. That's right. You threw me off, Representative Steele. Okay. So at this time, we'll have the floor will take a new motion. Right.
I so move to accept the task force as one study from the committee.
Yes. And seconded by Representative Shrimp. Okay, there's the motion that we have to review, to submit as the House Transportation Committee to review as the Executive Board submission, the long-term needs and the method of highway financing in the state of South Dakota. At this time, any discussion on that motion? Representative Steele.
Madam Chair, I oppose this.
Further discussion.
Good discussion.
You're done. You're out of order.
And my reasoning. Basically, because that's why we have the e-board. We have these ideas, and if they're dumb ideas, the e-board, having the intelligent people on them that we have, will automatically throw those out and they'll pick out the good ones, and that's why we should have submitted all four. So I'd oppose it. Anyway, thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yeah, Representative.
The other ideas are not dumb ideas. I think they're wonderful ideas.
Yep.
I'm just thinking for the sake of which one is probably the most important at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Lane.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As a matter of information, my understanding, having been on the e-board 6 years, is that we accept all suggestions,
yep,
and your name is after it, or committee, and we vote on all of them, so it really doesn't matter.
Representative Junkie.
Yeah, thank you. And that Representative Lang did an excellent job. I was just going to say a lot. I mean, anything we'll go through if you make a motion. I mean, we're the the task force is the motion right now. We'll vote on it up or down as a committee.
Then
it's the floor is open for the next one to be submitted, and it'll get moved and seconded. And if any of these fail as a committee, you can bring them as an individual too. So let's just take them each individually and have them stand on their own, stand up or down on their own.
There you go. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. All right. And now the committee, the motion is submission of the long-term study. All those in favor of the long-term study submission to the e-board will signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Elliott?
Aye.
Ironclad?
Aye.
Kopp?
Aye.
Lang?
Aye.
McLaughlin, Nordstrom?
Aye.
Russell, Shrimp?
Aye.
Steele?
Aye.
Verschio?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Okay, we have 10 to 0.
Unanimous. You are a very smart and wise committee. Thank you. Okay, next motion on the floor. All right.
Now we can move others.
Yeah, if you guys want to move these others, that would be great. I think we should go individually. How about just make a motion for each one and vote them up or down?
Madam Chair, I'll make a comment.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, the diversions one was handled last summer. So that was just a comment I made because of what I learned from that. So I don't know if that just... Yeah, and it could be involved in the long term one. So I don't know if we need to submit that separately. So, but this is committee's wishes. But my request would be to not submit that to the e-board or to the body in general because that's something it's got good scrutiny last summer and it'll probably be involved in this one. So, but you can do with whatever. It was just a suggestion. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Have Kopp make a motion for his. Move yours. Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair, I make the motion that we move to do the study, the feasibility study on compressed natural gas as a alternative for state vehicles.
Is there a second? Seconded by Elliott. The comments on that discussion, comments on the motion for compressed natural gas study. At this time, the secretary will call the roll. All those in favor of the compressed natural gas conversion study to be submitted will signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Elliott?
Aye.
Ironclad?
Aye.
Kopp?
Aye.
Lang?
Aye.
McLaughlin? Nordstrom?
Aye.
Russell? Shrimp?
Aye.
Steele?
Aye.
Street Verschio?
Aye.
Junkie?
No.
Krebs?
Aye.
Okay. 9-1.
All right, 9-1. We will submit then a form, and I think we'll have to fill it out. If you have, I'm going to actually give this to Representative Kopp to kind of give the scope of the study because you have the best details, and then we can put the name of the requesting committee and I can sign that. So
okay.
Go ahead and start that. And then the next one is Representative Lane. Do you have a motion? No. I think we should study your private use. Do you want to make a motion to study the private use of state vehicles?
Sure.
I'm opening the floor. I'm giving it wide open for him.
Okay, on behalf of Representative Elliott, I would move that we give serious study to allowing individuals to maintain their own vehicle in lieu of going out of their way to get a state vehicle.
Is there a second? Seconded by Representative Shrimp. Any further discussion on the motion to study the private use of cars for state employees? Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just for a courtesy to the motion and the seconder, I'll be voting against this. I think this could be handled with an issue memorandum versus a full-blown summer study. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Junkie. Further comments on the motion? Representative Verschio.
I just want to second what Representative Junkie said.
All right. Any further comments on the motion of a study to submit to the Executive Board the private use of cars for state employees? Representative Elliott.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Lang, but I agree with the others, too, that we could do that in a different way rather than a summer study. Thank you.
Chair.
Representative Lang.
This doesn't preclude any individual from
submitting
this.
Right.
And it's well to make the e-board aware that there are people out there considering options.
comments from Dave here at LRC and me being on the e-board, I may be able to say that we can just issue a memorandum or so-called white paper on this, but I would suggest maybe even two is that you could submit this individually. But at this time, we do have a motion, so let's make sure we give this a fair vote. So at this time, if the motion is to submit the review of private use of cars for state employees, all those in favor of that submission to the e-board signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Elliott.
Aye.
Ironclad.
Aye.
Cobb.
Aye.
Lang.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
No.
Russell. Shrimp.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Vercio?
No.
Junkie?
No.
Krebs?
No.
Okay, we have six, four.
6-4, all right. The Transportation Committee, as a committee, will submit this.
No,
it fails. No, it fails?
No.
No, it passed.
Yeah,
it passed.
6-5, yeah.
6-5. So,
that's right. Take 7.
That's right.
One,
two,
majority of the elect.
Four, five, six.
Because there's nine of
the majority of the elect.
There's 13 on the committee.
And there's three missing.
13, three missing.
Majority of the elect.
Has to have 7.
But not here.
Chair's got to take control now.
What do you want me to do, Dave? Majority of the members present on an issue such as this, since it's not a bill or a resolution, it only takes the majority of members present versus members elect. This does pass. The Transportation Committee will submit this, but I will have Representative Lang and Elliott write up the form for the submission on that. So it does pass, and we'll submit that to the e-board. You got some homework to do, Representative Lang.
Elaine, it's your bag.
Yeah. Representative Junkie.
Representative Lang, I mean, maybe they'll show enough, I mean, support from that they'll do an issue memorandum on their own. You know, if you get a handful of support out there for this issue, it might show enough support to spur the issue memorandum or our white paper.
And remember that on the very bottom, it's a committee that we're submitting this as a committee. Don't sign your individual name. We'll sign it as a committee. Okay, because we did just vote on it, so it is a committee submission recommendation. All right, any further comments from the committee at this time? An hour into it, I think we're about winding down. I just have one other discussion item I'd like to take action on. Is there anything from you as members?
Madam Chair.
Representative Elliott.
Do we put the name of our committee, or do you sign that, or how does that work?
The name of requesting committee would be House Transportation.
Yes.
Yep, and then the name of the requester could be you on the committee. Right?
Like House Transportation member.
Just say name of the committee only. But I do need to make sure that you do have a title for it. And so you have to make sure you have a title. And then some of the persons and agencies that need to be involved, like is it going to be DOT, probably the fleet management will have to be involved. You'll have to have fleet management, BOA, Bureau of Administration for both of you. I'm just kind of helping them out. The agencies that are going to be involved for both of you is going to be Bureau of Administration, Fleet Management, and DOT. And then the title is you can so choose the title for CNG, however you want to word that, Representative Kopp. And for you, you could maybe go back and look at the bill. You don't have to submit them right now. You could go back and look at the bill that Representative Street had for the title for clarification, if that would help you, Representative Elliott. And then you could come back to me, and I could review it before you submit it to make sure that we have the correct forms and everything. All right. Well, members of the committee, we had a great season and a great year. I appreciate all of your willingness to step up and have some fun with this committee, first of all. But we do have – this is an issue, and I hope that what I really want to suggest that you are advocates for transportation now. When you go back to your homes and your communities and your districts – so first of all, clarify a couple things, that transportation is separate from the whole entire budget. That's a big message that is sometimes overlooked, that we run a total separate budget. We are not general funds budget. We have a budget that consists of the highway use money, and that if you want good roads, it's a user-based fees that sometimes we have to pay for these in some way, shape, or form. And the DOT has been running efficiently as possible, but we have a shortfall And I think a good number for you to throw out, we're $100 million short for the locals. That means city and county level. And we're $100 million short on the state level. So we're going into this next year about $200 million short in our budget this next year, and the declining revenues, because as we drive more efficient cars, as we drive less with gas prices fluctuating, those are all that source of revenue does and will continue to decline with the price of asphalt and concrete going up. So those are just some of the basic items that I want you as committee members to be able to share and to educate our public with. And we're always willing to take new ideas on how to fund our highways. That's going to be the new changing environment. I think the Federal Highway Administration right now has their hands up in the air, the Obama's administration. Those are all things that we're going to have to be looking at. They're looking at is what are alternative ways to fund our highway on the national and federal level and at the state level. So hopefully this study that we've just submitted will help throw out some ideas as well, but we also have to wait to see what the federal level does. So this is a fun committee. I think in the next 5 years, there's going to be some significant changes in highway administration and use and the process of funding the highway. So I'm really glad. I hope you guys are a part of it, and thank you. But last but not least, I want to say thank you to Diane and Dave. Dave, you've kept this meeting going, and we appreciate your feedback and input behind the scenes and behind the chair. And to Diane, I know as a committee, you've kept us in line, especially myself. And so we have a little gift for you from the committee. We want to make sure that you're well taken care of on behalf of transportation. And then we also have something for our intern, our House Transportation intern, Andrew. So thanking on behalf of the committee members, we want to say thanks for all your hard work. And that's it. I'd take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. Seconded by Representative Steele. All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Have a great summer.